You're tuned into Inside Lowell. Inside Lowell podcast brought to you in part by Washington Savings Bank, serving the greater Lowell community for over 130 years. Make the switch now to Washington Savings Bank.
WellPoint. Unicare is now WellPoint. New name, same commitment to Massachusetts. At WellPoint, your whole health is their whole point.
Boston North Company, offering a wide variety of business solutions to help restaurant and retail clients save money. Boston North. Mahoney Oil Company, providing warmth and protection to families in Greater Lowell and Southern New Hampshire since 1925. That's Mahoney Oil. Francis E. Prevention Insurance. For auto, home, business, and life, trust the agency Greater Lowell has counted on for more than 40 years. Francis E. Prevention Insurance. GoPuff, a grocery store right at your fingertips. Use the code LOWELL20 to receive $20 off your first order of $21, plus free delivery. Download the GoPuff app or visit GoPuff.com today. And by the Massachusetts Pirates, bringing all the hard-hitting action and excitement of arena football to the Songa Center in Lowell. Get your tickets today by visiting masspiratesfootball.com. And now, time for another Inside Lowell podcast. Inside Lowell. If Lowell is your home, this is your place.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another Inside Lowell podcast as we go inside the Massachusetts Pirates. I am your host, Teddy Panos, coming to you from the WellPoint studios here in downtown Lowell. Unicare is now WellPoint, new name, same commitment to you. At WellPoint, your whole health is their whole point. And we're excited today to be joined on the Zoom line by one of the Massachusetts Pirates star players, wide receiver T.O. Redding is joining us. T.O., how are you? Welcome.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Believe me, it's been a pleasure for us to go there. You've had the benefit of three of your first games being at home, so the new hometown fans here in Lowell kind of have a sense of what you guys are all about right now. And what we're seeing is a really entertaining product and a really good football team as well. How are you guys enjoying your first year here in your new home?
We enjoying it a lot. I mean, just enjoying each other's time and just enjoying winning and just trying to keep that streak alive and giving the fans something to come out and watch. A good entertainment show.
Yeah, winning certainly is part of the fun part of it as well. You guys, what struck me is how much skill you had, and I actually talked about it with one of your wide receiver colleagues last week, Hassan, and you guys have a lot of talent in those skill positions to the point where if one of you goes down, somebody else steps in at the receiver role. And then we saw Jimmy Robinson, who was arguably one of your biggest stars in the first three games. He didn't play last week. Guy steps in, first game, IFL, becomes player of the game. So there's a lot of skill in that locker room, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a lot of skill from the starters, from the players not playing, and the players come off the bench. So I think it's just that next man up mentality that we all have, and always looking out for each other. Like, we're not no egos. We just want the best for each other. So seeing Tay come in and make those plays last week was great. And receivers, Dallas got his first touchdown last week, so it was great. So it's just fun. As long as we can share the wealth and all have fun and keep this winning streak going, yeah, great season.
How do you feel your season's going? I look at the stat line, 12 receptions, a bunch of yards, three touchdowns as well. You certainly have been one of the big contributors in that passing game. How do you feel your play has been so far this year? Is there more to come?
Oh, it's for sure more to come. We just getting started for real. I mean, it's just the more comfortable I get out there, the more plays will be made and just everybody making plays. So I think I've been having a good season, but it's always room for improvement. So for sure, watch out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, while you guys are now at 4-0, the first three games were all different but competitive. They were always seemed to be in a little bit of doubt. Last week, no doubt against the Barnstormers. Did it feel like that was the first kind of complete game that you guys put together?
Yeah, I believe so. But that was our mentality. The games before, we just couldn't complete the domination we wanted to. But coming out week four, had a bye week, came out in that mindset that let's go dominate the game on all phases of the ball. So that was our goal, and that's what we did.
Yeah, you certainly did do that. Let's talk a little bit about your journey, how you got here. I grew up in Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, played college at Bowling Green, and then you bounced around a bunch of NFL team practice squads there for a while, right?
Yep. So coming out of Bowling Green, I had signed with the Detroit Lions, spent training at OTAs, training camps with them, got let go, ended up going to the Redskins, was on their practice squad for a little minute, for like a couple weeks, then the Packers signed me, and I was there for the rest of the season and half of the season the next. Then after that, got let go, ended up playing in the XFL with the New York Guardians in 2020. Then the COVID happened. That sucked. And then after that, went to the CFL, injury occurred, didn't really get to play like that. And right after that, I ended up signing with the Mass Pirates here for a game. And then for that one game, I ended up playing at in the USFL, getting drafted by the Houston Gamblers. So played there for about 2 years, and then played in the UFL. Well, I was in training camp in the UFL for this season as well. Got a new coaching staff and know how that works. So ended up coming back and playing with the guys up here in Mass.
Did I see that there was a stop in Montreal as well in the Canadian Football League?
Yeah, that's what I had said. That's when the injury occurred. I didn't get to really play out there like that, and I ended up coming to the Mass Pirates.
Yeah. There was a time where it was either you played in the NFL or maybe the Canadian Football League, or you didn't play at all. I know the 1980s USFL had signed some big-name stars, but it seems like you have a lot more options now, right, between the XFL and the UFL and now the various indoor arena leagues. So for a guy like you who's kind of on the cusp of, you know, being able to make it at the top levels, you have a lot of opportunities to still play professionally and to improve your game. Have you talked to any of the old timers who are probably jealous of that that environment that you're kind of in now?
Just being like around the game for so long that I have, I just seen the players like that I've played with become like now coaches, a part of different staffs, and also myself. Like during offseason, I like to coach as well. But it's just seeing everything, like I'm just blessed to still be on this journey of playing and being able to do what I love. So I just don't take any day for granted and try to come out here and put it on the show, not only for myself, but only for my family, fans watching. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just blessed to be here. And I don't take it for granted.
Yeah, you guys certainly have been doing that. I love the interactivity, too. Every time somebody makes a play, you guys are running around multiple players high-fiving, especially the kids in the end zones and along the along the dasher boards there. You go on the road now. You have had three of your first four games at home, but now your next three are all on the road, and there's a bye week scheduled in there as well. You guys are actually going to stay on a trip for two consecutive weeks on the road, right? Your next 2 weeks, you're going to basically stay together. You're not flying back home.
Yeah, we're going to be on a week on the road for about 2 weeks. So we got to just get mentally prepared for that. I mean, don't really know the circumstances of how everything would be. But as long as we all mentally prepared and have each other's back, we should be fine.
Yeah, they say those long trips, those West Coast swings, as they talk about in some of the other sports, it's a good opportunity for a team to come together. And if all is going well, the team is winning and the players like each other, it certainly is a good bonding experience. Of course, if players don't like each other and losses are piling up, being on the road with the same 20, 30 people for 2 weeks, that's a long time, isn't it?
Oh, for sure it will. But as long as we give each other the space we need and everything, I think we'll be fine. So I don't think we all get along, so it's no problems there. So this looked like a good traveling experience, and go out here and get these wins and have some fun.
Yeah. And two of the three games that we're talking about that are coming up on the road, they're actually rematches from games you've already played. Are you going to play Sioux Falls, the Storm again? And I believe, is it the Barnstormers you're playing again as well?
Yes.
How do you kind of prepare for the second time around? I mean, you're obviously a little bit more familiar now with these opponents, but that said, I'm guessing there's also a level for them where they may want to change things up because it didn't work out as well for them.
I mean, going there with the same approach, domination. We didn't really get to dominate those games, but since we had a little familiarity of that, and they are familiar with us, so it's hard to beat somebody twice. So we just can go in there complacent like we can beat them again. So as long as we go in there, watch the film and see what they've done recently and see how we can attack that, we'll be just fine.
How different is it for you as a player getting out on the road with all the crowd noise and then all the other stuff going on, the music and the cheering and whatnot? Do you have to sharpen your focus, you find, more when you're on the road?
I think a little bit, just because the fans that's there is not cheering for you. So you got to go out there and just know that the people that you're playing with is the only people that got your back. So as long as we got that focus and mentality, we'll be fine. But it's fun to take over other people's environments as well. So to make them our fans and make them cheer for us. So that's our goal.
Definitely. Yeah. I think the great Bill Parcells once said, there's nothing like being able to shut up a stadium full of 60,000 people. A little smaller at your level, but still, I bet that's going to be a great feeling, as it was in week one when you did it out in Green Bay, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. T.O. Redding, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Congratulations on an outstanding start to the season. It couldn't have gone any better through the first 4 weeks. And let's keep this train rolling, shall we?
Oh, for sure. We will. And thank you for having me.
Oh, pleasure.
Had a good time.
Pleasure's all ours. T.O. Redding, wide receiver for the Massachusetts Pirates. So we go inside the Pirates every week here on Inside Lowell. As we like to say, inside Lowell. If Lowell is your home, this is your place. Till next time, stay safe, everybody.